house didn't even put under Dan. And then, no. They sang, two of them. And then, that one Kuchiti, he was once of our interpreter. His name is Ancario. He's an expert. Spanish, English, interpreter.
And what was his name?
Ancario. Montoya, yeah. Smart man. He talked good English, good Spanish, his language. He interpreted two Spanish and then the Kuchiti language.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. We stand five in a row, just going on like that. Spanish, English to start the meeting, then Spanish, and evening, then another dialect, about $5. So, I saw John Carly coming from away, and he talked to the old man, Santiago, from Santa Clara. He said, Santa Clara, you go up, Santiago, he's an old man. He's old, he wasn't up the oldest man. Will you say something to the people? That man didn't deny. He said, yes, talk Indian to them. And then you can translate it if you want, if not, it's all right. So he was a brave man, boy. He got up there and talking to the audience, talking to Indian and all that. Then he sat down, and then again, somebody has to sing, and then somebody has to talk. And then the last one was Mr. Carly to speak. Then again he was sitting way at the end, and all the delegates were sitting up in the platform in front of all the people, man. Just imagine how much people were there, maybe about over 1,000, I don't know. God, it's just crowded, no seats available yet. So I saw Carly coming over to me and said, Martin, you want to talk to him? Just like Santiago, talk in Indian and you translate in English, whatever you told. All right. I didn't say it with my whole heart because I was scared. Oh, God, my head was that big. Really, I was scared with all those people out there. So, I'm going up there in front. Good thing they put the light out again. They just reflect me, you know, where I'm talking. I don't know who I was talking. My scare, my fear went away. And before that, I pray, you know, and ask help and all that. God. But anyway, I told him. And then when we got to New York, before we got to New York, we learned a lot of things, you know, against the Indians. People here in New Mexico criticized the Indians that we are going to go out there begging and all that. And a lot of things, you know, we saw in the New York Times. And then a lot of things, you know, against the Indians. And I got all that in my mind. So I told him that, well, I bowed down, I talked Indian to them, you know, to the people. I talk a few words and I translate in English what I mean to say. So I told them that we Indians have learned a whole lot from the New York Times that we Indians were not poor, that we not starving, that we got plenty land, that we take corn and vegetables and everything we raise to Santa Fe to the market every day. That's not true. I came from a poor village, small village. Which we haven't taken any corner, anything to the market, we don't got that kind of field, that kind of water, or anything like that. There's one thing I'm going to tell you. We Indians, a lot of these people come down there, they say that the Indians are getting money monthly from the government in the United States. What they care that there was the government was supporting us. That's not true. Let me give you a sample. You take Tsuki, the little town. We go for wood one day. Chop wood, we come back. After lunch, we get out there and just split the wood for stove and all that. We load it. Next day we go to Santa Fe and sell wood. To buy a sack of flour, take us 2 days to go for wood. Now, you think we are rich? You take my people from Taos to Akuma to Luni. That's a village down here, Pueblos. They go on the highway. They're sitting there, sun, hot. If they're lucky, they make quarter a day with tourists on the road. If they're lucky, they'll sell pottery.
Yeah.
Some of them go to town, sleep there in Long Port, cold, rain or shine. We pour in and sometimes we make $2, we lucky. Now this is the way we live it. And I can tell you from way back since I recognized my people how poor they are. And yet today, reason maybe an Indian, no matter how much crop he raised, he has no market. I don't care for an Indian to open a trading somewhere where he can sell his stuff and all that. We don't have that kind of field that we could raise to make money. Now that's one thing. But I can tell you more, but to make my speech short, another thing I'm going to tell you. Look here in New York. I didn't know by any story or history until I got here that New York was bought with $24 worth of tobacco to the Indians. Is that the fair market? Look what they done, they cheat the Indian. Look how much it's worth now. You think New York cost $24? One time the Indian was sitting over here, big chair, way up here. And now we have to make our own stool and we're sitting down here. That's where we are now. Those people up there don't care for the Indian. That's why we are lacking. We are behind. But now we are here, we're going to look for aid. We want your help. Just like we heard, and you heard in the New York Times, that from the Southwest, non-Indian publishing that we even coming up here to bake. No, we didn't come here to bake for money, no matter how poor we are. We just want your help. And send a telegram to your senators, your representatives, all to kill the Burson Bill. That's all we want. Well, I was talking then, you know, broken English. And there's another worse part out in our country. People say religious freedom, but they're always making remarks, our religious. Not only the Indians, but the Catholic religion. That we always have some kind of image made out of wood or something that we go on a procession and all that. This is Catholic religion. We are taught, we are baptized, we are Catholic, and we go by that religion. On the other hand, we got our own religion. We support that just as well. We have both. Good many of the people say that our dance are wicked. Look the way they're in, they got paint, they all that and that. They look on the outside. You white people use paint, you special now, these things coming out, red leap and everything. I told them that.
Yeah.
You're clowns. in the show and circus, all them people that acting, they all pin it up. And here they get frightened because they're in and they see them painting the mind. We wash, we take a bath, but our dance is not wicked. If we gonna dance, we dance 5 feet apart, ladies and men. But you people, our stage is wicked. Why? You hawk, dance around, before you know when they're going, there might be a fight. That happened, not here, but I don't know, maybe all over, but it happened in my country. They always fight in a dance. Why? Because they dance with ladies and maybe somebody gets jealous and all that. All the nationalities, maybe they do that, but not the Indian. Oh, yeah, they did it. Just like a thunder in there. And that made me more relieve my cares, you know, all that. So this is what we've been treated. And now this horrible version bill, if that version bill go by, we're going to be sunk. The white settlers going to take over. And we don't want to happen that. We want to keep our land, which we got that from the government Spain, then later on from the government United States. They weren't giving to us. They just went and surveyed, this is your land, that's all. And they guarantee that. But what is their guarantee? They never stopped the people. That was the BIA's job, but they didn't take care of it. We had to fight our way, that's why it came out. So I thank them. When I went over there, oh, you are see Pablo. He was so happy. God, he was really happy. He was his son, I said. He always called my son because he's got nothing but boys, you know. So when the meeting was kind of over, then Mr. Collier brought it up. He gave the more better, everything, you know. And then he explained my talk and everything, and then pretty soon that man that owns that place, the town hall, you know, in charge, he's a bit of man, you know. We don't can be over here and boy, he told the audience, I think it's time that we help the Indian. This young delegate here make me shame. Look my head all red, look my face, pull out his pocket, I'm broke. I'm gonna give them $500 right here.
He was named
Mr. Ely. Uh-huh. He was in charge of town hall. He got up there and said, we got to help. It's true, and I believe one time they were sitting up here in the chair and now they are low. Now we are up. And we should do something. We should help. And a lot of people volunteered, men, to pass the hat around up in the alley like that. In 20 minutes, where we had two waste baskets, and one was nothing but check, and the other was nothing but bill. And just a handful of silver, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
My mind of people just want to really help. When the meeting was over, the newsstand was right on the edge of the platform. Oh, people shake hands to the inn and said, we're going to help you. And we got a good result there. By the time everything was over there to count the money, we made about $1,600 there.
Wow.
Yeah, 16, I just
made
Then that's what we made in there for our expansion and everything. And then of course we went to Jewish town, everywhere we went we donate money. They really helped us. Then by the time when we had to go to Washington. So we spent up there, well, 2 days, I think, 2 days, again appealing to the French, you know, and all that. And that's the time when, who was this man? He was a commissioner, I think. Commissioner and, no. Oh no, this was Burton, Senator Burton, his picture.
Mm-hmm.
With the Indian picture, you know, they got all his hair way up there. And Burton would try to scalp, you know, got big picture. They just drew some artists, you know, at the Kiwanis Club dinner, see we had with them. People look there and we look at it, had a lot of kick out of it. The image is ready, just ready, right close to be scalped. And we scalped Burton.
I wish we'd get a copy of that.
Yes, no.
Was that in a newspaper? Or was it just...
No, the issues in the morning, in the meeting, in the dinner, I mean. Mm-hmm. I got a big picture of that.
You have that picture?
I got a big picture, but not with it. I don't know what I have with that picture, with it's cupping or not.
That would be really nice.
But I had the, well, we can do a picture head, but yeah, I got, next time you come, I'll have it ready.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of things that I don't have time to look over there.
Mm-hmm.
Pertaining to the land. Yeah, I got two big pictures about that long. That was taken there at that meeting in Washington. And we were sitting in front like that, all the delegates dressed all in there. So we, after that, 2 days, then we had the hearing. So, all them big shots. Big men, you know, senators and congressmen. They had the hearing at the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
1 whole week. I think in 3 or 4 days, no. Yeah, 4 days. We knocked Burton down. The window.
Now we can read copies of the congressional record to find out exactly what was said,
uh-huh.
But it would be more interesting for the book,
uh-huh.
If you can tell us some of your arguments and some of the arguments against you.
Yes. Yeah. Be good. I got some of the congressional record. I've mm-hmm. been going over that. I think I have some of it. But if you get that from way back in 23, they had to have a record.
Mm-hmm.
See, we go over that. I got some of it here.
Well, can you tell us now, in your own words, some of the arguments?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I remember. Now, the first time when we stepped in there was a lady named by Miss True. He was one of the ladies that perhaps he was in, I guess, the Indians.
She was.
She was, yeah.
Was she?
She's just an ordinary lady that tried to back in a lot of things about this Indians, you know.
Was she from New Mexico?
She's from New Mexico. She was hanging around here, yeah. And she's a nice lady in a way, but we didn't know that what she was doing until we got up there.
Mm-hmm.
And this man from Senator said, "Look, that old lady, we've been having trouble with that lady. I guess he's going to talk here too." Well, the argument, most of the argument came on this land, you know, how the Indians were treated, how the Indians were losing their land and this and that, and then the Burton Bill was